Good morning, humanity, or perhaps it's afternoon, evening, or even the middle of the night, wherever you might be. We are broadcasting from the epicenter of human unity, right here in beautiful Oroville in southern Tamil Nadu. My name is Fifth. I'm your hostess with the mostest and the co-founder of Medi Clown Academy, where we share love, joy, laughter, and happiness throughout India and beyond. After all, India knows love. Today, we're going to finish off the week with honoring and celebrating Sri Aurobindo. It was his birthday last Saturday, and today we are going to have a wonderful exchange between Sri Aurobindo and his student, Nirobaran, and that is going to be played by Otto and Sri Moy as they share this beautiful, wonderful anecdote.
Well, Nirobaran is very famous. Everybody knows who he was, but personally, he was also my teacher. And I studied Sri Aurobindo's Bengali works with him. And it was quite funny because it used to be in the first period, which is from 7:45 to 8:30. And there was only one other boy with me. And somehow he would always look at that other boy and speak in a very monotonous voice, and he would always have a flower in his hand, and he would keep twirling the flower, and he would keep speaking, and at one point I would feel my eyes becoming heavy and falling asleep, but then I would wake myself up and then listen to him. He was very good, and my classmate, he would always complain that because he always looked only at him,
he couldn't sleep.
He couldn't fall asleep.
I find that you all had such a lovely education because your teachers were like your friends. They were fellow wayfarers on this road. And you were very lucky.
Very lucky, yes.
So let's hear.
Okay. My brain is now less hampered by the body's indisposition. My boil has burst, and as you see, from the depression I'm free. Thanks, Guru. Thanks to thee.
Yes, I got irritated last night by your persistent boiling and put a gigantic force, which I'm glad to see, burst the little boil. Thank God for that. Free from boil. At poems toil. Laugh and grow fat.
You actually propose laugh and grow fat, though laughing never makes fat.
You oppose one of the most ancient traditions of humanity by this severe statement. But your statement is mistaken even according to science. We are now told that it is the activity of certain glands that makes you thin or fat. If glands, then why not gladness?
Really, I'm now wondering at my own revelry and hilarity. No particular concern about yoga, yet I'm happy. What kind of psychic attitude is this?
It is not a psychic attitude, but it is better than depression.
Again, a blessed boil inside the left nostril. Painful, feverish. A dose of force, please.
As the modernist poet says, oh, blessed, blessed boil within a nostril, how with pure pleasure dost thou make thy boss thrill? He sings of thee with sobbing trill and cross trill, oh, blessed boil within the nostril. I hope this stotra will propitiate the boil and make it disappear. Satisfied?
I couldn't make out one word. Is it bow's thrill?
I thought you'd boggle over it. Boss, man, boss. Like yourself as owner, proprietor, patron and capitalist of the boil.
One more blessed boil. Dr. B says it is a good sign, for it means purification.
Oh, that's a discovery. The boil is then truly a blessed one.
Boil burst.
Hurrah!
Bad frontal headache, feverish. Hope no complication of left frontal sinus suppuration.
What's all this? Is this time to start separating sinuses? Drop it, please.
Guru, my head, and the damned fever, I am half dead.
Cheer up. Things might have been so much worse. Just think if you had been a Spaniard in Madrid or a German communist in a concentration camp. Imagine that, and then you will be quite cheerful with only a cold and a headache. So throw off the cold, damn the fever, be sprightly and bold, and live forever.
I'm better today. But what about the lack of interest in everything? Imagination of Madrid or concentration camp will have a reverse effect.
Don't understand. You want to get rid of the interest in everything or to get rid of the lack of interest? What a reverse effect? Increase of cold and headache?
By the Guru, please don't forget to give a supramental kick to my main impediments at darshan. Only no after effect, please. What?
By the Guru? What kind of oath is this? But the object of imagination was not to liberate your nose or forehead, but to liberate your soul. Kicking is easy. As to the effects or after effects, that has to be seen.
Boil again inside the right nostril. But perhaps you will ask me to imagine being a Spaniard, German, Jew, Japanese-German pact, Russian inflammation at it, etc., etc. All right, sir. I will imagine all these if you will imagine giving me a dose of force, what?
It is for you to do that. I can only send force.
Boil paining. What to do? Suffer with a smile.
Smile a while.
Again a boil on the left cheek. Good heavens. No improvement.
As Renee's doctor says, tut, 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 tut.
Punishment for too much talking or eating or subconscious willing out?
Probably.
Boil a little rye, but still hard and big as hazelnut. In spite of your tut, tut, tut. Give one more dose at least. Or I howl like a beast.
Tut, nut, tut, not nut, tut, tut. Hope this will have the effect of a tantric mantra which it resembles. So if you like, om, ling, bling, bring, kring. Just try to repeat either of these 15,000 times, concentrating on your boil, bling, at the time.
Did you really want me to chant that mantra? I took it as a big piece of joke.
You couldn't realize that tut, tut, tut was a serious mantra with immense possibilities? Why, this is the modern form of a mantra, and everybody knows that is a mantra of great power. Only you should, as a penance for not having accepted at once, do it not 15,000, but 150,000 times a day. At a gallop, like om tut or tut, tut, a tut, 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 and so on at an increasing pace and pitch, till you reach either Berhampur or Nirvana.
I'm not only ignorant about all things spiritual, Atma, Yoga, Vyoga, etc. They're as nauseating to me as quinine, which I had to gulp. And see the trick of fate. It is such things now that I'm called upon to do.
You're justly punished. But what is Yoga, Vyoga? I thought that had to do with mathematics, not spiritual philosophy.
Is it for nothing that I see the red light as the outcome of my misadventure?
Take courage, say tut-tut-tut to the misadventure, and go ahead.
By the way, I'm trying your mantra, though by fits and starts.
Good Lord, what mantra? Om tut, a tut, tawit, to who? Man! But it is to be recited only when you are taking tea in the company of four Brahmins, pure of all sex ideas and 5 feet 7 inches tall, with a stomach in proportion. Otherwise, it can't be effective.
Hard, throbbing, painful boil. Slight fever, headache in the morning, hot fomentation, etc. Went to the miracle doctor, 4 powders. Added to these, the force. Does it budge? The game must be over tomorrow, sir, otherwise I have to lie flat.
All this for a poor little boil? What would it be if you were put to roast?
Boil has burst today. swelling less, pain none, but still it is oozing and oozing. But tomorrow it will be over, I hope.
R has written to me insisting that you should continue the treatment for a fortnight, even after the oozing is past history, so as to erect a barrier against further boilings.
I'm sure most people haven't encountered this, Shrivindo.
Yeah.
I think we, you know, it would be lovely to hear more humor of Sri Aurobindo, yeah. No? This is beautifully done, just absolutely beautifully done. Thank you so much. Now, do you remember there's one aphorism, a quote, that Sri Aurobindo talks about laughter into the universe? Do you remember what that is?
Yeah, well, he says this universe cannot have been created by a god who did not know how to laugh. So yeah. I think laughter, and he says somewhere else, laughter is the salt of life. Mm. So I like it because it's the laughter that leads you towards that Ananda of the future. And one has to take oneself a little bit less seriously.
Absolutely,
What a wonderful, wonderful story. And I think on that note, let's go into the weekend with a lot of wonderful laughter. So please join us wherever you are. And we've got Ruben and Stefano here. Let's laugh our way out of this program and we'll see you on Monday. Hit it away there, Stefano.